Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by our friends over at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And McKinstry's in downtown Beaver Dam believes that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. And to celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. That's right, McKinstry's showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and Love Seats starting at $699. Also, you can save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses. Their dining room and bathroom and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. So add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories, and McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover a Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And the sale ends tomorrow, Saturday, August 30th. So make sure you get in there in the next 2 days, because McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st, to celebrate Labor Day. Very excited this morning. We have a couple guests. You're going to see one of them right now. The other one is sitting and laying down to my right here. We have Karen Lancer and Zeus in here to talk a little bit for Heroes with Heroes Fest coming up. And I mean, that's like a week away.
Yeah.
September 7th is that close. That's wild. But Karen, it's been a few months since we had you in, so thank you for coming back, and we're excited to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me yet again. I enjoy being here.
Well, good. We're going to keep you around, especially with Zeus. I mean, Zeus is just unbelievable. Comes in, he just immediately dolls it up. He looks better than me. It's a dangerous place for me to be, Karen. It's not great.
And I mean, he does look better than you.
Yeah, well, that's just objectively true. We can at least agree on that. But we have Heroes Fest coming up, the third annual, and I want to start with that. So for people that aren't familiar with what Heroes Fest is, can you give us a little bit of background on what this is and how it got started?
So Heroes Fest is just a free family dog-friendly event we put on in Watertown to bring our community together. It involves a dog walk. Then for the dog lovers, there's doggy pools, doggy games. You can make doggy art. This year we have a doggy photo booth. And then there's also a special dog walk t-shirt that says "Some Heroes Have Paws."
Oh.
That if you register for the dog walk, you get that, or you can buy if there's some day of. And then from there on, we have a DJ that is down by our dog activities. We have about 40 vendors coming to sell their products and give information. We have a live musician, Bobby Ramblin' Man Maurer, will be down in our beer tent area with Steel Tank Brewing. We have about 10 food trucks coming, so waffles, donuts, barbecue.
Well, you're talking my language.
I know. Burgers, it's phenomenal. And then we also have at noon, there's a military ceremony that will include the national anthem, a flag folding ceremony where they explain the folds of the flag when they take it off of a casket, and then a 21-gun salute. And then at 12:30, we have the Watertown Police Department, Officer Hensley, and K-9 Chance coming to do a police demonstration. We have Lake Country Dachshunds Louie is coming.
Oh, get out.
Yeah, he's excited.
Big season ad, too. Nicely done.
So he'll be there from 12 to 1, so stop on in and make sure you get your picture taken with him. Silent auction, raffle prizes. Right now we have over 100 raffle prizes and silent auction items. There is a chance to win gift cards. We have gift cards valued from $10 to $50 in a gift card pull. We have about 50 of those right now. Bear's Bakery Cafe is going to be unveiling a new breakfast menu that they'll have, so some breakfast sandwiches.
Get the first look at it.
I know.
That's a wise move. Well, so, I mean, it sounds
it's
like
big.
Great
it's,
food,
yep.
Live music, yep. There's prizes, there's raffles.
There's shopping.
And then you're out there and you're also going to be helping a great cause at the same time.
You're going to be helping a local veteran get his money for a service dog, so... And that's what our funds are going to.
At some point, I'm going to make sure that we see Zeus. If I have to finagle that a little bit, I can. But I know that even watching in these brief times that we've been able to talk, I can see that impact Zeus has even had on you.
Yep.
And imagining how that's going to have on veterans that desperately need that ally, that friend that they have in their life every day. I mean, this is such a great cause. So, again, more incentive to get out there and join the fun.
Yeah. The dogs themselves are life-changing. They save the lives of our veterans, but they change the life of their family and friends. And it's just phenomenal to see the ripple effect they have from just the veteran and first responder that they get those dogs.
Well, and I mentioned this is September 7th and 10 till 3. Is that the length of the full festivities? So if you want to get there early, I imagine.
Yep.
Make sure that you get to try all this great food that we're mentioning. So this is in Watertown. So this isn't even that far. You got no excuse not to come out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is September 7th. It's a weekend.
It's a Sunday. It's after church. So get to church, change your clothes, come on down, and just spend the day having some fun, watching dogs, watching people, spending money, enjoying good food. Also forgot to mention, which is the important ones, we are going to have some of our first responders there as well. We will have someone representing Wisconsin State Patrol, someone representing Jefferson County Sheriff. Would love to have Dodge County Sheriff show up, maybe the SWAT team. If you're listening, reach out to me. That'd be fabulous. Would love to have you and support you as well. And then Johnson Creek Fire Department has this cool little house they're bringing where you shoot water at the windows and the windows like flail around.
We talked about that before. Yeah. I want to do that.
I know. I'm so excited. Like, I asked them to come so I could try it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the kids can have fun too. Yeah, that's cool.
But no, I think the adults can do it too and check it out. So it's going to be a really good time. Looking forward to it. The amount of generosity from our donors that have given raffle prizes has just been overwhelming and humbling.
And I do want to get to our the sponsors that have made this great event possible, but right before we do that, I'd love to ask, this being the third annual, you were telling me a little bit about the growth of this event.
Yep.
From your perspective, what has that been like to actually see this go from, it wasn't small even at the beginning, but go from what it was to what it is now?
Yeah. So we used to do around fall just a dog walk 5K, and we'd maybe get 100 people, 120 people, which was great. I loved seeing everyone out with their dogs and the support. We decided to do something a little different and on a different day, so we moved from a Saturday to a Sunday and added a little bit more to it. Our first year, I think we estimated we had about 500 people show up with about 10 to 15 vendors and a dog walk. American Legion presented the colors, and, you know, we had a little bit of stuff. Last year was our second year. We had just under, I think, like 30 vendors. Still did the dog walk, dog activities. We had like 6 food trucks, the military ceremony, canine demonstration, and we had about 1,000 people. So hopefully this year, like, trend needs to continue, right? So we should double that.
I like that. Let's get to 2,000. And again, I know there's football and all that on, but you're going to be able to have football season. So come out, enjoy. You're still going to be able to see the end. Who knows? I've always had it on my phone. You can do that too.
Streaming, DVR.
It happens, right? You stream it, save it for later. Then you get to actually juice it up and watch it a little later in the day. See, that's smart. We know what we're doing here.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, I'm here with Karen Lancer with Heroes for Heroes. I'm here with Zeus too. I have to point that out. We are going to step aside for a quick break, but when we come back, I'd love to talk about the sponsors that made this happen, and where we can learn more about this event. But we'll make sure we do that on the other side of the break here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love brats and having a chance to win a lot of money, then don't miss any stops on the 2025 Brat Fry season and 95K sweepstakes presented by Pernet Premium Meats. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. While there, help the John Moser Children's Radiothon and purchase a Pernet Premium Brat with a soda or water for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at dailydodge.com.
Our next two Brat Fries from 11 to 1 are Wednesday, August 20th at Mayville Tire and August 29th at JB Mechanical.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam believes that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. To celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. McKinstry's Home Furnishings showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and Love Seats starting at $699. Also save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses. Dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Looking for a new doctor? Prairie Ridge Health's Family Medicine Team is welcoming new patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Marshall, and Sun Prairie. From wellness checks to managing chronic conditions, we are here to care for you at every age and every stage of life. Meet our providers and schedule an appointment at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Keeping a close eye on the green and gold this offseason, how the 2021 NBA champs are progressing, and all things Beaver Dam High School winter athletics. Tune into the Dam Sports Show weekdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on Daily Dodge TV at 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. You might be able to see right now, if you're watching on the Daily Dodge stream, Zeus's coat is almost perfectly in sync camouflage with our backdrop here, but we have a Zeus appearance on the show, and that's important to bring up because he's been such a good boy today. He's had a big day, vet appointment. He went out for shopping earlier. Now he's got a radio show to do. It's been a busy day for Zeus.
Yeah, he has a busy schedule.
Well, yeah, I imagine.
He'll tell you that.
Yeah, when you're basically in charge of everything. People ask a lot of you, Zeus, so we appreciate you showing up. And I want to talk about something that you were telling me a little bit during the break that is going to be coming up. You have a Vietnam walk in Watertown where there's going to be part of a wall similar to what the D.C. wall. Is that the inspiration there?
So the Watertown Veterans Council is bringing in a permanent Vietnam memorial wall. So we purchased a traveling wall, and it will permanently be installed in Watertown, hopefully early next year, but we don't have a timeline just yet. Still raising money for it, but, you know, want to shout out. But there will be a piece of it at our event in Heroes Fest. So even if you don't want to come for the fun and the entertainment and the food and the shopping and all that.
Everything.
Yeah, if you don't want to come for everything else, but you want to stop by and check out a piece of the wall that we're going to have, please do. Or just tell everyone that it's coming. Sorry, spread the word.
I like that, though. So you kind of get a sneak peek, and it's obviously going to be a portion of it, but you get a good idea of what this is going to look like in the end.
Yeah, makes it more of a reality that it's here.
Exactly.
It's coming.
You can see it, and it's going to probably inspire people, too. Yep. You want to be able to help the cause. Get that up faster. You're going to be able to do that.
Heck yeah.
For people that want to, whether it be donate or learn about these events, I know you have a Facebook page. Where can people find that?
Facebook, Heroes for Heroes WI, I think is our Facebook thing. Look for us. We have the logo dog tags that says Heroes for Heroes and
has
a little paw print.
I'm going to hold this up
Heck
for the camera.
Yeah. Otherwise, we do have a website called Heroes for Heroes WI.org where people can find information.
So that's easy enough. We know a lot of people have Facebook. And you can always watch back on Daily Dodge TV, too. If you wanted to hear everything again, you want to make sure you didn't miss anything. go back there. You can watch that as well. But then I know that events like this aren't possible without sponsors and so many people that have made these things happen. Karen, can you tell us a little bit about who we should be thanking for this event being happening this upcoming weekend?
Oh, I would love to. So aside from all the wonderful donations from organizations and people and companies, some of our big sponsors are, we'll have DLM Woodcraft, Midwest Athletic Fields, Realty Executives Platinum, Brad Kenzie, Crew Heating and Air, Crave Brothers, Farmstead Cheese, Jeff Schubert, Johnson Creek Veterinary Clinic, Doran Chiropractic, Whitetails Unlimited, Watertown Chapter, Northwestern Mutual, Michael Shear, Garrity Acres, Lake Country Manufacturing, The Shirt and Company, Carbliss, SNF Food and Beverage, Big Bear Tires, Metal Tech, AAAC, Wildlife Removal, and Orbis.
Nicely done. I was going to say, you're going to be taking this chair right here if I'm not careful.
Well, I'm trying.
Well, you're going to get there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, especially if you got Zeus next to you this whole time.
Really, this was an interview for Kale.
That's what it was. Yeah. It's just a slowly,
I'm interviewing with him.
They're offboarding me, right? That makes sense. I was wondering why the key wasn't working this morning. Well, Karen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I can't wait to hear how this event goes. I'm pumped up to get you and Zeus back in here before too long.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. Hope to see you all down at Heroes Fest. We have great shirts, hoodies and T-shirts and long sleeve shirts for purchase down there. This year's logo is going to be really awesome. I did show Wally a mock-up of it, so hopefully he'll come down and see it too.
Oh, I'm going to make sure I get one of those shirts. There ain't no question. Plus, there's a possible hidden celebrity on the front that I want to have represented. Oh, yeah. But Karen, you're the best. We'll see you on September 7th then.
Perfect. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Absolutely. And well, that will do it for us here at Hometown Today. Make sure you go over to JB Mechanical. We have our brat fry starting in just about an hour, $2 brats, and of course, a chance at that $95,000 sizzling sweepstakes. And then, of course, then stick around here on 95.3. We have Community Comment with Terry Bell coming up in just a few moments. But thank you, Kale, up in the studio. And that's going to do it for us. We'll be back at the same time in the same place here on Tuesday morning with Labor Day off. You like that?
I like that.
We'll see you then here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dog.